Celebrating Women's History Month, Maria Callas, 1923 to 1977. When Maria Callas sang at the Metropolitan Opera in October 1956, it marked the arrival of an international celebrity and one of the greatest opera singers of her era. It also marked the homecoming of a New York native. In August 1923, the Kallogoropoulos family arrived in New York from Greece. Maria, Cecilia, Sophia, Anna, their newest daughter, was born on December 2nd. By then, Maria's father had changed the family name to Kallos. He soon changed it to Callas. Maria's father owned a pharmacy in Greece, but worked as a lab assistant in New York while he learned English. He finally opened a drugstore, but lost it during the Great Depression. As he worked as a traveling salesman and chemist, the family relocated 7 times, while his daughter attended 6 different public schools. Her mother loved opera and encouraged her daughter to learn music. Despite the Depression, Maria took piano and voice lessons. She sang in school plays and won 2nd prize in an amateur talent contest broadcast nationwide on radio in 1934. In 1937, her mother decided that the young girl should continue her musical training in Greece. After many auditions, she got a scholarship at the National Conservatory in Athens. She made her concert debut as Mariana Kallogoropoulos in 1938 and first sang opera publicly a year later. During World War II, while Greece was occupied by the Axis, she graduated to starring roles. After the war, Maria's career stalled as some Greeks accused her of collaborating with the enemy. In 1945, she returned to the U.S. and auditioned for the Metropolitan Opera. After she was rejected, colleagues encouraged her to go to Italy to gain some experience. Starting in Vienna, then moving to Venice, Maria Callas took on increasingly difficult roles. She developed as an actress as well as a singer, combining theatrical mastery of her voice with emotional intensity. She also lost more than 70 pounds, replacing the stereotype of opera singers with a glamorous image that elevated her stardom. In 1950, Callas sang in Italy's most prestigious opera house, La Scala, in Milan. She became an international star with performances in Mexico, Argentina, and Great Britain, while even more people heard her on records and radio broadcasts. She made her American debut with the Lyric Theater of Chicago in 1954 and became a box office sensation. At the time of her Met debut, Callas was featured on the cover of Time magazine and performed on Ed Sullivan's TV show. She had reached the peak of her opera career and was now as much a celebrity as a masterful singer. Sometimes gossip about her romances with celebrities and conflicts with opera companies overshadowed the rest of her career. Always a perfectionist and considered a difficult diva by many, Callas retired from the opera stage in 1965. She continued to give concerts, conduct master classes, and make recordings until her death on September 16, 1977. No female opera singer has yet to equal her fame. You have been listening to one installment of Celebrating Women's History Month, read by Mary Miller, written by Kevin Gilbert, for the New York Newspapers Foundation's News Media Literacy NIE program. Copyright 2026. All rights reserved.